I welcome you again to Central Moments, and I'm today reminded of those moments in my life when I just need somebody to have my back. Have you felt that? Times when you felt sort of vulnerable or defenseless, or you just need another voice to advocate for you. You just need someone to have your back. I want to tell you, the Jesus we serve, he has our back like no other person can. And in Exodus 14, which is the story of probably the most important event in Old Testament history, because it's a picture of our salvation in Christ. It's when Israel's delivered out of slavery in Egypt. And we find Israel trapped at this moment in Exodus 14. On one side, they have the Red Sea. On the other side, they have Pharaoh's armies coming in. And so Pharaoh's army camped overnight on the opposite side of the camp of Israel from the Red Sea. And verse 19 says this interesting thing. Then the angel of the Lord, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. And verse 20 continues, and throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other, so neither went near each other all night. So this was literally God taking that protection, that presence of God, or what he called the angel of the Lord, like a pillar of cloud. And he takes it from in front of Israel, because he'd been leading Israel, and then now they're at the edge of the Red Sea, and he takes it and moves it to the rear of their camp to put like a curtain between Israel and their enemies who are attacking them, Egypt. And all night long, one side was bright, that'd be towards Israel, the other side dark, that'd be towards the Egyptians. I mean, this is God's amazing ability to protect us. Listen, we're in a spiritual battle. The devil's very real, but there's three things the devil cannot do. First of all, the devil can't change God's mind about you. When he has your back, when he puts his glory between you and your enemies, it's a reminder that, first of all, no matter what you're facing, God can't change his mind about you. He loves you with an everlasting love. It also reminds us that God can't take away our salvation. He has your back. I mean, unless you choose to walk away from him, I mean, the devil can't just come and steal your salvation from you. The devil cannot do that. Neither can the devil touch you in ways that go beyond God's permission, God's permissive will for you. And sometimes he lets the enemy attack us. Sometimes he lets the enemy touch us. But it's always to strengthen us. It's always to display his glory. It's always to allow us to see what he can do to have our back. And the devil, he can't change God's mind about you. And he can't take away your salvation. And there is no way that he can touch you beyond God's permission. But his presence can come between you and the enemy. I just see that today. His presence coming between you and everything you feel is coming against you today. Verse 21 says, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind, turned it into dry land. And the waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. So that while God had their back, he had put his presence between them and the attacking enemy. At the same time, Moses, at the front of the camp, stretched out his arm. And while God had their back, God was literally making a way in front of Israel where there was no way. He literally parted a sea and dried up the sea bottom so that they could walk across. This is our God. He's got our back while he's always making a way where there is no way. Father, we thank you for this. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you're the God. Your word says you make a way in the wilderness. You cause streams to flow in the desert. Or when it's a wall of water in front of us, you part it. Thank you, Lord. I just pray you give us the assurance today that you have our back, that there's some things the enemy just cannot do. Well, if we're haunted with false guilt, if we're If we're being convicted with real guilt, we just repent and we just surrender our lives completely to you. If the enemy's harassing us, if we're feeling threatened and vulnerable right now, we just thank you that you have our back. We pray you'll put your glory and your presence between us and the enemy today while you're making a way for us. We may not know what that way looks like, but all night you parted the waters while you protected Israel from their enemies. So, Father, have our back, we pray afresh, and make a way ahead of us. We're trusting you for this. We're trusting this for our families. We're trusting this for our work. We're trusting this for our calling on our lives. We're trusting this for our health. Lord, that you're going to have our back and make a way forward for us. In Jesus' name, amen.